Hey, Plambry listeners, you can find every episode on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
All right, guys, welcome back to another episode of Plambry Uncut presented by Barstool Sports. We got Chase in the building from season two of Too Hot to Handle. What's up? How are you doing?
Yo, I'm feeling great. I'm feeling good. I'm alive, a little bit hungover, but I'm thriving. How are you?
Oh, that's great. That's super on brand for this podcast. I'm like the hungover queen, so everyone's going to love that.
Welcome to the party.
Yes. Where are you at? Where are you living right now?
I'm currently in Los Angeles, California, specifically in Hollywood.
Oh, shit. Okay. How are you liking that?
Oh, my God. It's like go, go, go all the time. I swear, like, you know, coming out of Seattle, coming out of even Arizona. Like, I get here and it's just like, hey, bro, we got a party tonight. Like, people aren't even going to bed until like 10 a.m. And they're talking about, hey, bro, I need you at, you know, this is at 3 p.m. to get drunk again. And I'm like, no way I'm surviving.
Holy shit, that's insane. I think LA's lifestyle is just one that I couldn't handle. How are you doing with, like, are you hanging out with crazy people like celebrities and shit, or are you sticking with like Too Hot to Handle crew?
Man, I am moving so far away from the Too Hot to Handle crew. Like, fuck no. Like, I feel like recently I've just been hanging out with like a lot of like major influencers. I've been hanging out with like, you know, a lot of celebrities too. So like, for example, I went to like Kid Laroi's like 18th birthday party. Like Justin Bieber was there. Yeah, it's crazy. And like, obviously I'm hanging out with like the major influencer crowd, you know, Addison, Bryce Hall, you know, Taylor Holder, like all of like the people to be around if you want to be an influencer, if you want to, you know, like take your game to the next level. As for like the Too Hot people, like I love them to death, but like I feel like I'm trying to like create like a separation away from them. So I feel like me hanging out with them is like not as beneficial. You know, I love them to death, but I just feel like, you know, we did do the show together. Like, I don't want to live my whole life as Too Hot to Handle. So.
Okay. I feel that. You kind of remind me of Harry Jowsey in a way where he did the show and then he went out to LA and he kind of made his own name for himself and like separated himself for the show. Do you feel like you're kind of following in those footsteps and you want to do something like that?
Absolutely. You know, Harry's the boy, man. Like he's kind of like showed me a little bit of like how to do it, like how to like remove yourself from like the Too Hot to Handle role. And like, don't get me wrong, like I said, like Too Hot to Handle, like that's sick as fuck. But like I feel like it comes to a point where like you gotta like decide, like, is this show gonna be like your only personality? Am I gonna spend the rest of my life talking about how I used to blow all these girls' backs out to like now I went on this retreat and not do like no, like that's not. Like, I still do that, but, like, I'm not trying to associate it with the fucking cone. Like,
you know? Yeah, no, I feel that. I think a lot of people, especially from the show, they kind of get stuck in that mentality and they just grip on to the show. And if you keep doing that, you kind of dwindle out and I don't think you'll be as relevant forever. So it's good that you're kind of, like, stepping out of your comfort zone and doing this shit.
Oh, yeah, no, I wouldn't say, like, my comfort zone is, like, anywhere there's people, there's a camera, there's a ring light, like, I'm there anywhere, so, like,
love that.
Like, you know, yeah, you just play off of it, like, the show, like, it gave us great relativity, relevability, whatever the word is,
relevancy, yeah.
Relevancy. And, you know, it's just about, like, what you decide to, like, do with that relevancy. And, like, obviously, you know, I've had my fun using it.
Yeah, yeah.
I've also took it and, like, used it as, like, a strategic, like, business point. So, like, okay, like, yes, I'm a football player. Yes, I'm the one of the fan favorites coming off the show. Like, how can I take that and transition it into, like, the next steps into my career, continue to build, like, my audience on Instagram, continuing to build, be successful? Like, those are the things, like, I'm really dialed into, so.
Yeah, hell yeah. So I feel like a lot of your interviews, all they talk about is Too Hot to Handle or, like, after the show. I kind of want to talk about you before the show. So can you, like, walk me through what your life was like before you even got this opportunity and before you were like Chase from Too Hot to Handle? Like, what was life like for you?
That's so crazy that you asked that, because like literally nobody has ever asked you this question. It's just like you guys just think like I was just born overnight. Like
exactly, yeah.
So it's really crazy. So I was actually in college playing ball, trying to get to the NFL. I had this psychotic ex-girlfriend, like craziest bitch to ever walk this planet. I will swear by that, like to this day. And dealt with her for like 6 years, lived with her at one point. I remember like it was like the craziest thing because like she's one of those people, she's like, you don't need social media, only I can have social media, like
you're a dude.
Like, yeah, like crazy, like oh my god. Like I remember like one time just to like make her happy, she wanted like to log into like my bank account. And
red flag.
Swear to God, swear to God. That's sitting here like, has she been dating me for 5 years and you want to log into my bank account to see like where I'm at when you're not around? And she completely thought it was like completely reasonable. But I'm just like, you know what? Maybe you're right. Maybe it is reasonable. And like, this is just like one of those crazy stories. It was like her birthday was coming up. And so I went to Victoria's Secret, obviously bought her some stuff. I was going to give it to her. And she came home from work that day. And before I could even like present it to her, she was like screaming at me like, what the fuck were you doing in Victoria's Secret? Buy another bitch's shit. I'm like, oh, this is not. I'm like, oh shit. Like, so anyways, I got you this gift, like, by the way. But anyways, moral of the story, dated this crazy bitch for like 6 years, roughly. That's a very long time, too. Hella long. Like, think about it. Like, the person you are when you're like 18, 19 is not the same person when you're like 22, 23.
Not
like,
at all.
Like your mind changes so much. Like I felt like the direction I was going in my life at the time was like, oh, I want to go to the NFL. I want to be a, like only sports. That's all I give a damn about. And then like her mentality was like, she wanted to be a teacher. She loved like was stability, like the 9-to-5 life. That's what she really wanted in her life. And I'm like, I'm trying to be a superstar. You're trying to put stars on kids' papers. Like this.
Two different things.
Yeah, night and day. And basically, you know, we started having like a lot of personality conflicts. And like I said, it goes back to like the social media. And like one day, like I was at my workout and I had downloaded Snapchat or something like that. And the gym I went to, there was like a lot of girls that went to the gym. And like I'm just like, yo, like I'm gonna stop, whatever. Like they all knew I had a girlfriend, obviously, but I was just like, you know, like, soccer got a goalie, they can't score. Like, I'm just kidding. Like, I didn't cheat.
Okay, it's okay. It's all right. I mean, you were in a shitty relationship, it sounds like, so.
Very, very shitty relationship. Anyways, got the Snapchat. One of them Snapchatted me when I was sleeping, and she saw it, pissed her off, set her off, like, new level. Anyway, so I'm at the workout the next day. She's working out. I'm working out. She like goes storming off. I see that she adds me to like a FaceTime call. So I go over there and I join the FaceTime call. It's the girl that Snapchatted me and her and me, and they're just going at each other. And I'm like, why the fuck am I added in this Snapchat call? So I instantly hang up the phone. Both of them are like sending me text messages talking about like, what the fuck is this? What's going on? She's like, is there anything you want to tell me before like I keep investigating? And I'm like, you know what? I fucked her. Like, I don't care. Like, believe me, I didn't fuck her, but I was just telling her that. Like,
you needed to get out of it.
Yeah. I was like, I'm done with this relationship. Boom. Ended like it was on Valentine's Day too. Ended a 6-year relationship right then and there. I was like, I'm done with this. The next day, posted my first TikTok ever, and then obviously got my Instagram, got Twitter, got like all that stuff. And like, I shit you not, like I posted that video and like 3 days later it was viral across the board. And I went from like this football player, worked at Starbucks, to like trying to be like this micro influencer. I thought I was the shit because I had like 100K on TikTok.
Yeah, yeah.
10K on Instagram. And I was like, I'm really him. Like, that's what happens when you like, you know, you leave and go. Or whatever. I was like, thought I was like the coolest person ever. And then, like, obviously, COVID came, coronavirus. I was still training for football. I was going to go, like, I was on a team. I was getting ready to go play. COVID came, postponed our season. I was pissed off, but I was like, oh, let's just keep cranking on social media. And it's, like, working to my advantage because everybody's at home with nothing to do. They're just watching TikToks, watching YouTube channels. So I was cranking. I was like, if I can't go play football, I would wake up at, you know, 4 o'clock in the morning. I was at work at Starbucks until like 9-10 o'clock. Boom, work out from like, you know, 11:30 to like 2-3 p.m. And then from like 3 p.m. until like I would go to bed, I was just grinding TikToks. And so I got reached out by Love Island. And Love Island's like, hey, like, I don't know if you've seen the show, but like, we want to bring you on here, introduce you to the love of your life. And I'm sitting there in my head like, bro, like, I am not about to go back to another relationship. Like, I am so scarred. It's not even funny. But started doing the casting for that. In the meantime, I had like this other show called Parties in Paradise hit me up. Completely blew them off. I was like, no way. Like, I'm getting casted by H. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, multiple people from Parties in Paradise. Two people from Parties in Paradise hit me up. One was Katie, one was Ryan. They sent me like the exact same message at first. I ignored both of them. Was like, I'm going on HBO. You can't tell me shit. Like, I'm going to be on Love Island, like the biggest dating show.
Yeah, you were pumped.
Outside of Too Hot to Handle, obviously.
Yeah. Hey guys, a quick little commercial break before we get on with the interview. So if you're watching this on YouTube, you're seeing me, you're hearing me, you're like, holy fuck, this girl looks like shit. Yes, I do. I just got back from my college tour, West Virginia. I'm dead, and the only thing that has been helping me is staying hydrated. We all need to stay hydrated, and you can do that with the Hydro Jug. So I know I hate getting water bottles. You know, you lose them, you don't drink all of them. And then small water bottles, you're not drinking enough water. That's why you need the Hydro Jug. The Hydro Jug is like a durable, reusable jug that holds more than a half gallon of water so that you can stay hydrated all day long. So say goodbye to filling up your tiny bottle every day and every hour, and say hello to Hydro Jug. You're going to feel so much better when you're hydrated, because I know without this Hydro Jug in my water, I would probably be passed out on the side of the road right now. So you can tap the URL link and use disc code PLANBRI to get 10% off your order today. Let's get back to the show.
So the Parties in Paradise hit me up again. The girl, Katie, she goes, I just message us back. I think you just do really good like on the show. And I was like, nah, fuck you guys. And then they messaged me again. She's like, just please give us like 5 minutes of your time. Like, I just want to talk to you. And I was like, all right. So I was super short, hop on a call with them, and like obviously start going through like that casting process along with Love Island. Got voted off of like the VIP mix for Love Island like at the very end. So I was like super heartbroken about it. Then my football season got canceled. Super heartbroken about it. But, like, still had this Parties in Paradise thing in my pocket. And then ended up flying out to Turks and Caicos, and it turned out to be Too Hot to Handle. And I was like, well, shit, like that happened fast.
That's crazy. So really like everything happened for a reason for you to end up on that show, but that must have been insane. Like, what was the feeling when you found out they were like, this isn't Parties in Paradise, this is Too Hot to Handle? Did you have any inklings? Like, did you kind of know that it was Too Hot to Handle, or did you really think that it was this other show?
I really genuinely thought it was the other show. And the reason like I thought it was the other show is because like when I tell you that they would not tell us shit, they would not tell us shit. Like, I remember the casting process alone, like they would like when I got to the airport, I was blindfolded, like walked to the plane. Like, what? I thought I was getting abducted. Like, I remember sitting in the end. Yes, I'm sitting there. And then when you get to the airport, you have to explain to customs what it is that you're doing there. And
you don't even know.
I was like, to be honest, I have no idea. I'm here for work and leisure. And they're like, all right, sent me through customs, put me in the back of a van. I'm driving to like a remote villa. I'm sitting there thinking in my head, like, this is how I'm going
to
go.
That's like some mafia shit. Like, you're about
I'm like, bro, the last song I listened to is Ed Sheeran. I'm about to like never see my family again. Like, on my way to this remote villa. No phone, no Apple Watch, no laptop, nothing.
Holy shit.
Took it all from me. Yeah, I was like, this is a move. I'm sitting there thinking, like, man, maybe I should have just, you know, apologized to my ex-girlfriend. Maybe I should have just continued to play football. Now I'm going to die. You know?
But then it all worked out, and then you ended up being on Too Hot to Handle. And I know you said earlier when you had 100K followers, you were like, I'm the fucking man. Once you found out you were on Too Hot to Handle, were you like, holy shit, this is huge for me?
I was like, I'm going to fuck every girl I ever wanted. Like, dead ass. I was like, yeah, I was like, I'm going to be so untouchable for like a good like year. Like I'm going to start throwing DMs that I have no business throwing. Like Ariana Grande in there, fucking Addison Rae in there, like Mariah Carey, Beyonce. I'm shooting all the DMs.
All the shots. How has your ex taken this? Has she talked to you since you blew up, since the show? Has she tried to reach out to you?
Not the main one, surprisingly. Like, I have not heard anything. I was actually talking to my mom about it. I was like, because it, like, I know specifically that Till the End of Season 1 was like her favorite show. That's the only reason I knew what it was. And I was telling my mom, like, I'm just not gonna say anything and then just see like how it goes. And my mom goes, oh, I'm just waiting on like the phone call, the text message. And she actually never said anything, like, to this day. The only one that said anything was the other girl. She put like on her, like, she made like a TikTok, and it was like, why does good things happen to like the most shitty people? And then like her cat, or like her thing on the TikTok was like, when the most manipulative piece of shit, toxic person gets put on a Netflix show, and then she hashtagged it like to at the handle. And like me being me, I was being petty. And I just went like, I liked it, but never do edit it. Like, I'm like, I was like, all right, you're just mad. But whatever. Like, she was like, oh, has me boyfriend and shit. I was like, all right, you're mad.
That's insane. That's crazy that your other ex didn't say anything. But you just talked about your mom a little bit. What was her reaction to the show? Did she even watch it? Did she want to watch it? Was she like, I can't see this?
My mom was super stoked. Like, she was and she wasn't. So, like, it came out in episode batches. And I remember, like, the first few episodes, she was thriving. And she's like, oh, my God, I love it so much. You're so funny, blah, blah, blah. But then when the second batches of episodes came out, when I, you know, broke up with Carly, went with Tabitha, like, all of, like, the shit.
The bad stuff, yeah.
Yeah. She was like, she didn't know how to take it. She was like, I can't sit here and watch my son go on a date with this girl and talk about how big his hands and his other body parts are on national television. I was like, well, in my defense, mother, like, you're the one that subscribed to Netflix to watch it, so you can't really be upset.
That's true. What does your mom think about you moving to LA and like pursuing this totally different lifestyle than you were a couple years ago?
You know, she's super supportive. Like, at first she was like, aren't you trying to be like a doctor and like an NFL player? And then she like sees like the engagement on social media. She sees like the places I'm at and stuff. And she's just like, first one in my text messages talking about, I need to fly out. You want to, you know, pay for my nails today? I'm like, mom, like, aren't you supposed to be buying me shit? Like,
yeah, that's how it goes. It's how it goes. I'm kind of the same way. My parents don't really understand it, but once they see you start making money, they're like, okay, I think this is working.
I think you're good. I think you're gonna thrive off of this.
Yeah, you can pay rent, you're good.
Yeah, she's talking about getting out here, being on a bathing suit on the beach. I'm like, mom, if you don't get your 45-year-old ass back to the church, can you leave me alone?
Give her one fun weekend. But from the show, I feel like you're kind of like a shit talker. You like to stir the pot a little bit. Is there anyone from the show that you don't really fuck with anymore or never did?
Oh, man. Let me think. So here's the thing about, like, so obviously, like, I like to stir the pot. We're on fucking reality TV.
Exactly. That's the point.
Yeah, I'm like, guys, like, not everybody, like, I feel like I remember being on the show and I was sitting there in a room. It was like the last time people were talking about, like, I'm gonna get 10 million followers off this show. I'm gonna be this A-list celebrity. And I'm sitting here looking at them all like, what in the fuck are you guys talking about? You guys did one reality dating show and you think you're gonna go to the fucking gala? Like, no, that's not gonna work like that. It's about the work that you put in post-show that's going to determine like who you are gonna be moving forward. But it doesn't matter how you're portrayed on the show. It matters what you do with it. Cause not everybody's gonna watch the show, but everybody's gonna know like kind of who you are from that show. Mm-hmm. And like, for example, like when they were sitting there talking about like all these millions of followers, I was like, okay, like what is your guys' plan? Like, how are you gonna do that? And I remember when I was coming off the show, I watched the first three episodes and like everybody was like, go Carly, go Chase, like mm-hmm. all this shit. And I'm like, okay, sick. Cam was getting canceled because of what he did to Emily.
Yep.
I was like, oh, I remember texting Cam, I'm like, oh yeah, they're gonna be coming for me when they see like I left Carly especially Tabitha, because Tabitha's more of like the fake look. Like she's
yeah, like Carly natural
Tabitha. Yeah, she gets like the lip fillers and the Botox and all that. And like I was just like, yeah, the world is about to cancel me for that. So what I did is I hyped up the whole Carly train, but then I was also taking jabs at Cam and Emily's relationship. And Emily, she's a fucking sweetheart. Emily has like a good social media mind. She was one of the only people that night in the villa was like, I'm going to be this. And she didn't even have like a big following at the time. And I was just like, okay, you got to figure it out.
Now too. Yeah.
Yeah, she's massive and with a great engagement. Cam, on the other hand, had not a fucking clue. Like, he was just like, yeah, bro, I'm just going to be with them and they're going to love us because we're going to be Harry and Francesca from season one. I was like, how the fuck are you going to be Harry and Francesca? Just because you guys are dating? Like whatever. But, like, you know, Cam and I, we had, like, our little moment there for, like, a month where he was just, like, pissed off at me, unfollowed me because, like, I was taking pokes at him and Emily's relationship. Like, this isn't real. This is fake. I did the same thing with Joey. And this kind of circles back to, like, who I don't fuck with on the show. Absolutely do not fuck with Joey at all. Like, this okay. dude is the type of dude that, like, pretends to be, like, my friend in my face. And then, like, he goes, like, on these podcasts and just starts saying, like, all this shit about me.
All right, guys, a little bit of self-promotion real quick. So you guys know that I drop new merch all the fucking time. Some of my favorite new pieces just came out. We have my Be a Decent Human Being. We have my Back to School line. We have all of my sets. It's amazing. I have so much more stuff coming out. Fall is right around the corner. And although I love my merch the most at Barstool, there's also so many other great things on the site from everyone that works with me. So if you guys want to check that out, you could go to thestore.barstoolsports.com. Get whatever you need, okay? There's so much shit. There's stuff from like what I sell fucking chug buds all the way to like sweaters and koozies and anything that you want. We have on the barstoolsports.com. Oh fuck, wait, sorry. Anything you want, we have at the store.barstoolsports.com. So go check that out. And also, right now, I'm hosting a giveaway. So my back to school collection, it's over thousands of dollars worth of shit. There's so much stuff in the line. I have everything from shower curtains to, you know, sets. I have everything, and I'm giving away everything in my line to one person that buys something from the collection. I'll be doing that in about a week and a half. I'm giving people time because I know we don't always have money at this point, at this time. So if you buy something from that, I will be giving one lucky winner something from my whole collection. So store.barstoolsports.com. Check it out now.
Like, I remember, like, 3 days ago when he had broken up with Carly, he calls me. He's like, hey, bro, like, I just shit-talked to you, like, all of this podcast. Can you go and, like, rebuttal to it? And I'm like, absolutely the fuck not. Like, why would I go out of my way to go and shit-talk you on a podcast when that does nothing for me and it only is going to help you? Him.
Yeah.
Exactly. And I was like, you just had, like, this whole cheating scandal come out. You know, I got like, you know, Carly on one end of my line, like, hey, do you want to come on my podcast and talk about this? And I got Joey on the other line saying, hey, can you shit talk me? I'm like, this looks like a fucking setup. So I'm like, I asked my team, I go straight to my team. I'm like, hey, what do you guys think? Should I get involved in this whole Carly and Joey like breakup? And because like, it's going to crank numbers. Anything I do with Carly is going to fucking crank numbers.
Yeah, for sure.
And they all like, at the same time, text back. They're like, absolutely the fuck not. Like, don't even like, they stay away from it. So like, obviously, like there's like that process. I was talking to Harry. I was like, I could go like duet like all my old TikToks and tell and, like basically like, tell people like, bro, I've been trying to tell you guys like it was a fucking fake relationship, and you guys tried to cancel me for it. And here we are a month later, and this all of a sudden cheating scandal came out of nowhere, and you guys are like wondering like why it is that I said those things before. And I was like, I could go duet all these. It's gonna crank numbers again. Or I could just, you know, just mind my business, wash my hands of it. And it's just going to be like one of those mutually things that's like, okay, maybe Chase was like onto something. And like, that's when I went to Reddit and I saw people were actually saying that. And I was just getting tagged in like every Carly TikTok, Instagram, like everybody's DMing me, like, go get your girl, go save your girl. She needs you right now. And I'm like, I'm not responding to any of it. I just went on Twitter and I was like, guys, stop tagging me and shit. Like, I don't want to see this anymore. Like, I'm not responding to anything like, that has to do with like, yeah.
So, what's funny, actually, Joey, he was in my DMs asking to come on my other podcast, and I ignored a couple of them because he was like at the end of the show. I feel like he wasn't really that relevant. And then he unsent them all and was like, messaged me again. He's like, we have fucking beef. You won't let me on the pod. So I think that's kind of funny that he's just like really trying to integrate himself in everything.
No, and like, let me tell, like, what else did he do? Like, I said, Carly went on a podcast. I think it was like Harry's podcast. And she was saying like, oh yeah, I told Chase to stop. You want to do this fake relationship. And it literally like pissed me off. I literally clipped that part and took every screenshot of me and Carly's text messages where I told her like, yeah, like I'm not going to do the fake relationship. I was like, I cannot, like, I was literally telling her no the whole time, and it pissed her off. And so Joey, this is the only time like I'll give Joey credit, because he was smart in the sense of like, he was on the show for like maybe like 30 seconds total. Yeah. But what he did was he didn't do that well coming off the show. So Carly did really well. So it made sense. Like, okay, like I'm going to do this relationship with Carly, blow my numbers out of the water, and then break up with her and then have like my own fantasy. And I was like sitting there thinking in my head, like, you're smart because you got a lot of followers and great engagement from dating Carly, but you were also not smart because now this cheating scandal came out and like all of the fans that you built were her fans. So like, that's why I was like, I don't want to give him recognition. I don't want to like start this beef with him, because then it's going to like, my fans are going to go over there. And just like, I just don't feel like, you know, entertaining it that much. Like, you're smart for what you did, but like at the same time, like, I don't know if a cheating scandal is the way to do it.
Yeah, so. I don't think so either. And then, like you said, all of his followers were Carly's fans, and now they probably hate him. So stay away from him, I would say.
Yeah, no, so it's a grenade waiting to happen. And like, that's why like this whole thing, or like I said, going back to like, oh, let's go like shit talk Chase on a podcast and like be his friend to his face. And like, that's why I'm just like, because I used to really like Joey, and I'm like, now I'm just like, I don't fuck with you, bro. Like, if you're gonna try to like go on the internet and like pick fights with me for engagement, it's one thing like if you sit down with me and you want like have like a game plan about how you want to do this. Another thing if like, you know, we're sitting down at breakfast one day and you're being my friend, and then all of a sudden, because you broke up with Carly, hey bro, I should talk to you on a podcast. You should talk to me back. Like, what?
Yeah, I feel like that needs a fair warning and a conversation beforehand rather than afterwards.
Before you get millions of people involved and like, bro, you don't think you should, like, you know, like, hey bro, by the way.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, well, I posted that you were coming on the pod, and there was so many fan questions for you, but I have three that I think are pretty good. So this is a fan question. When you first went on the show, who was your second choice besides Carly?
Kayla?
Yeah. Okay, love that. What's the weirdest place you've had sex?
Weirdest place. Probably a movie theater. Probably a movie theater.
You had full sex in the movie theater?
Yeah. The fuck? You just go watch a shitty movie.
Were there other Tuesday people night. There?
Yeah, but they, like, here's the thing about movie theaters. Like, first of all, they're dark as hell. We used to have this thing in Seattle. It was like $5 movie night where everybody would go on like Tuesdays, but nobody would go on a Monday. They'd rather pay like $5 versus like $10 any other day of the week. And I'm like, yeah, guys, that $5 is really like... You know, I mean, it is what it is. Like, I understand, but I'm like, bro, like, I could go sit in a crowded movie theater on a Tuesday, stay in Atlanta, or I could go take like a girl on a separate date on like a Thursday or like a Wednesday and pay, you know, $10 for a movie ticket and do whatever the fuck I want inside the movie theater.
These guys from Too Hot to Handle, you guys are really, you're all fuckers. You're all fuckers. It's so funny.
No, I swear to God, all of us are fuckers. Like, that morning, I think I specifically remember, it was like that morning I had like a girl I went to breakfast with, hung out with her until like, you know, like 2 o'clock, went home, showered, completely changed my entire outfit, had another date that night. So fuck that girl, went, did my whole day, showered, and then I had the other girl. I was like, I can't, like, I still lived at home at the time. So I was like, I can't really bring like two girls back to my house. My mom really like, freak out. She'll definitely say something. She'll be like, what are you doing? You just had another girl here. Or even if she didn't even notice, she would have said something stupid like, hey, like, do you remember this earlier in the day when I was talking to you about this? Or is this the same girl that was here earlier? Like, I don't want to do that. So like, I'm really trying to smash this girl. Like, we got this movie theater. I'm like, all right, fuck it. Like, it's dark. It's a shitty movie anyways. Like, why? Might as well.
Oh God. All right. Well, that's all I have for you. This was a great episode. I'm super happy that you came on. Is there anything else you would like to say to the world before you go?
Go Team Chase. Love you guys all so much for the support, and thank you so much for having me.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Thank you for coming on.
Yeah. Thanks.
All right, guys, I'm here. I'm dying. I feel like I got hit by a fucking bus. That was my last interview for a while. I'm going to go back to solo episodes because I miss them, and I think you guys miss them too. I might have Grace on to come and recap the college tours because we need to talk about them, because I've been putting out interviews like before the college tour, so I haven't even got to talk to you guys about them, and they've been insane. So we need to recap next week episode. It's going to be a solo, like I said, might have Grace on, but we need to talk about a lot of fucking shit because there's a lot of shit going on. I think for like probably the next month or so, I'm going to try to do just solo episodes unless you guys have a problem with that. I guess it's really up to you. You're the listeners, but I'm excited to, you know, have some one-on-one time and like actually get to talk about all the crazy shit that's going on in my life. I want to die right now. I'm sure you can hear it in my voice and see it in my face. I literally just feel like I got nailed by a fucking truck. This lifestyle is definitely taking a fucking toll on me. So that's it for this episode. I actually think that this interview was really good. I think Chase was, I don't know. You know how he's kind of like cringe on TikTok or whatever, but like, I think he knows what he's doing. He's actually a really good, you know, person to have on an interview because he likes to talk and he actually talks about things. You know, sometimes I have guests on and they're just like, I don't know what to fucking say. I'm not good at being interviewed. And I think it's because a lot of people I interview are just TikTokers. So I think in the future when I start having guests on, like I would love to have people from reality TV or just TV or movies in general instead of just sticking to the TikTokers. But that is it for today's episode. I love you guys. Always remember to stay true to yourself. Be who you want to be. Party hard and fucking sleep when you're dead. I'll talk to your asses next Tuesday.